Six music. From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Blowing. The birds are flying backwards. Let's close the window and cozy up, because Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of The Finest Hour. It is perversely 2 hours long, I'm with you till midnight. The wind is whipping around the eaves of my little house here in North Manchester where I'm pre-recording the show for you. That was Message in a Bottle by The Police for a very, very grave reason. The reason being that I went birdwatching with Jimmy Goodwin and Mark Riley and a bunch of other friends of ours. Simon Armitage was there. And Pete Jobson and a great big bunch of mates. Anyway, we all went bird watching and quaffing ale. And Tony Husband is our very good friend. He that is famous for the Yobs cartoons that appear in Private Eye. And he also does something in the Times, I think, on a regular basis. Tony's a lovely man, and after a couple of beers, prone to a spoonerism or two. And in arguing with Riley about the validity of Sting's music, he came up with Stong's written some really good sings, which I'm just amazed by. So amused was I by this that I will never refer to Sting as anything other than Stong. And for that reason alone, and because this whole show is based upon my whims, I'm going to play three examples of Stong's work throughout the show. So that was Message in a Bottle, as I say. The next piece of music you're going to hear is a fascinating thing recorded in Cummings State Prison Farm, Gould, Arkansas, in 1934. The supposed convict composer, Kelly Pace, can be heard singing it, although it's hotly contested that he wrote it, with a bunch of his inmates. They're singing a song called Rock Island Line, which is from a collection I've got called The Library of Congress, A Treasury of Field Recordings. As I understand it, the first person to be charged with making these Library of Congress, these American Library of Congress, field recordings purely for posterity, collecting folk music, collecting traditional music, children skipping songs, and they went around a lot of prisons finding old folk music that was in danger of dying out. The first guy charged with doing that professionally was John A. Lomax. He himself brought up in the Deep South. His father kept slaves, one of which he befriended, and he taught the guy how to read and write in return for learning these old songs. He then went and fiercely educated himself, did John Lomax, and ended up collecting this music in and around the Deep South of America. So here is Kelly Pace and his prison inmates. Whether or not he wrote this, as I say, is contested. Lead Belly had a hit with it, and so did Lonnie Donegan in the 50s, would you believe? This is Rock Island Line, and it's the first of our Library of Congress Treasury of Field Recording music pieces that we're going to play this week. I hope that all made sense. Happy Sunday, everyone, especially Stong, if he's listening.
I see the Rock Island Line
in the mighty good road.
I see the Rock Island Line
in the road to ride.
I see the Rock Island Line
in the mighty good road.
If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find. Buy your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Well, Jesus died to save me and all of my sin. Oh, while it's glory to God, we're gonna meet him again. I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road.
I said the Rock Island Line
is the road to ride.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're fine. Buy your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Well, the train left Memphis at 9:30.
And well, it made it back to Little Rock at 8:49.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road.
I said the Rock Island Line
is the road to ride.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're fine. Buy your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Well, Jesus died to save me and all of my sin.
Oh, well, the glory to God, we're gonna meet him again.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road.
I said the Rock Island Line
is the road to ride.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you're fine. Buy your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
recorded in 1934. That was Kelly Pace and some of his prison inmates singing Rock Island Line. And as I said before, more from the Library of Congress Field Recordings Collection later in the show. A lady, I think she's called Titi, I think that's how you pronounce it, who's from Helsinki, has been in touch. She says, "Hello, Guy. I have to start you by thanking Elbow for an amazing show here in Finland a few weeks ago. I can't remember when I felt completely happy and full of love after a gig like this. Please come back soon." Yes, getting full of love, eh? The song I'd like to recommend is Lewis Takes Off His Shirt by Owen Pallett. His songs have a lot of classical music influences and they're always beautifully arranged. This one has incredible strings that give me goosebumps and make my heart race every time I hear it. Also, it's one of my favourite songs to listen to while riding my bike to work. It almost makes me feel like flying. What a lovely lady you are. Cheers, Titi. This is Owen Pallett and Lewis Takes Off His Shirt. When songs gather such pace as this one does effortlessly, I can see what you mean. It makes it feel like it could take off at any moment. This is great. I've never heard of Owen Pallett. Thanks for the Song for Guy recommendation, Titi. And here is Lewis Takes Off His Shirt.
It's been described as an early psychedelic rock masterpiece and is recognised as one of the most influential records in the history of popular music. But when Brian Wilson stopped touring with the Beach Boys to concentrate on writing and recording, Pet Sounds was the last thing his fans or the record label expected to hear. Gone was the SoCal permatan pop, and in its place were 13 tracks that were full of lyrical introspection and musical exploration. There were recognisable elements, such as the deceptively conventional Wouldn't It Be Nice and the beautifully crafted God Only Knows, but alongside these were songs and instrumentals that pushed the nascent art of multi-track recording to its technical limits as Wilson worked to layer together instruments, vocals and sound effects in a meaningful way. As well as the band, there were an estimated 62 session musicians involved, and the result was an album that was very much ahead of its time, from its lush harmonies and baroque instruments to the bicycle bells and barking dogs. It had a muted reception when it was released, and for Wilson, who'd fought hard to realise his vision, it was a huge blow. But then, as he declared in perhaps the most poignant track on the album, "I guess I just wasn't made for these times." And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I want.
Was of course the Beach Boys, and I Just Wasn't Made for These Times, chosen by the wonderful Beckopedia.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music and a good ear for gossip. It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On 6 Music.
You know where we live.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
James Greenwood has been in touch. He says, "Now then, Guy, I was listening to your show on iPlayer the other day at work and was completely blown away by the Wales stroke choir stroke samba megamix called Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis. Do you know how I can track this down and buy it? It's one of the best things I've heard in ages." Oh, well, that's very lovely of you. He's also recommended a tune, which I may or may not play in a little while if I get time, by Eric Matthews. But just to let you know, the piece of music in question is from an album called Voices, a compilation of the world's greatest choirs. Once again, that's Voices, a compilation of the world's greatest choirs. It was given to me by my sister Karen, who lives in France, but my brother phoned up last week because he absolutely loved this tune as well, and he says he managed to find it somewhere. So get online and look for Voices, a compilation of the world's greatest choirs. I'm going to play it again because I have more than one email about it, and as I say, my brother mentioned it as well. This is Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus from the Missa Gaea, and it's by Wales, and I mean some Wales, as in the creature, the choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York, and the Brazilian Escola de Samba Band. This is a really amazing mix of different styles of music, and of course, it's by different creatures. There's Wales involved with it. I love this very much. Once more, it's from Voices, a compilation of the world's greatest choirs. Thanks very much for your email, James. Isn't that great? From an album called Voices, a compilation of the world's greatest choirs, that was The Sanctus by some Wales and a choir in New York and a samba band. You don't hear that very often, do you? Wonderful. Let's have another Song for Guy recommendation straight away. This is from Chris Harding, who's had some good news, actually. He says, I know you're as soppy for a baby picture as I am, so I'd like to share a photo of my two-week-old daughter, Eve. She's already an Elbow fan. Good, good, get them while they're young. As we all went with her in utero to your great gig at the Brighton Centre in March this year. My ham-fisted renditions of Mirrorball and various other songs seem to calm her down when she's feeling upset. One of the other tunes which have a soothing effect is It's Alright by Peter Broderick. So I'm asking that you play that now so that everyone can share its calming melodies. Cheers to you, Chris Harding. Thank you very much, Chris. Yes, she's a beauty. There's a lovely picture of his daughter here, which I'm going to put on the front page of my website for the week because she's such a lovely looking girl. And here is Chris's recommendation. We've not had any Peter Broderick for ages. This is called It's All Right. Song for Guy recommendation from Chris Harding. That was Peter Broderick and It's All Right. Wonderful, soothing, lovely, generous music. And you know, wonderful, soothing, lovely, generous music don't just take care of itself. No, sir. You need good police. Ah! Our Victim, written and recorded in 1975, was one of the simplest yet most poignant songs that Pink Floyd ever produced. This gentle, sad tale of loss and isolation struck a chord with sensitive souls everywhere, bringing it straight into the crosshairs of the audio assassins. First to lock and load were the raucous, rocking banjos of bluegrass, whose scary attempt at backwater breakdown had it running for the hills in search of deliverance. Next, musical masters of organised crime, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, added another felony to their ever-lengthening rap sheet, thoroughly working it over with the aid of a synthesised sitar and cacophonous choir. Luckily, it managed to slip through a strange gap in the lyrics to make its escape. Then, in a cloud of vibraphones, mellotrons and bells, Rockabye Baby, channeling the child catcher himself, created a sickly sweet and potentially lethal lullaby. Thankfully, the pain of treading on a stray piece of Lego distracted it long enough to hobble to safety. But when terrifyingly Teutonic, chantastic band Gregorian donned their habits, drifted ethereally to the microphone, and prepared to scare to death this seminal 70s song, it was Moid. Enough.
And discipline remains mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yeah.
No, it is it.
I'm sure of it.
brings back my bedsit days, sitting with Mark Potter, wailing that one out to impress girls. That was Pink Floyd and Wish You Were Here, mercifully, eventually. More Moida next week. By the way, if you have any really awful cover versions that you want to put forward for It Was Moida, then do let us know and we'll see if we can call them in front of the judge and make them face the music. When I was a kid, this isn't a song, when I was a kid, there was a few cassettes in the house that I shared with my mum and my brother when I was about 11 that we just used to play all the time. Mum loves music, my brother loves music, and one of them was a Talk Talk Rarities cassette, which was B-sides and live recordings, I dare say some bootlegs on there. This was before I heard any of Talk Talk's albums, so this really is a part of my musical DNA. I don't remember not knowing this song, particularly this live version of it. I managed to find it years and years later on a compilation called London 1986, which is highlights from a Talk Talk concert in 1986. This is Does Caroline Know live, and it's absolutely beautiful. I dedicate it to my mum and to my brother and to my sister that gave us the tape in the first place. Here we go.
Isn't that marvellous? Talk Talk from London 1986, which is a great CD I came across, and Does Caroline Know? I love that we can hear that live performance so many years afterwards. I do love this about recording, I do go on about it quite a lot. And one of the themes of this week's show is the Library of Congress recordings. I've got a collection called A Treasury of Field Recordings, most of them made by the same man. And this next one is attributed to Christine and Catherine Shipp. Again, this was recorded somewhere in the mid-30s, and it's called Sea Lion Woman. And they explain that it's a tune that they play to, or rather that they did play to, when they were little children. Christine and Catherine Shipp, Sea Lion Woman.
Name of this song is Sea Lion Woman. Well, I learned it when I was small, too. Little puppy, rather.
We sung this song when we was playing. We just sang it, and we just wanted to have something to be saying. We didn't know much of anything to play. We just sang this song. Oh, wasn't in action at all. Just all be just moving around and jumping around from place to place.
Sea lion woman, sea lion, she drank coffee, sea lion, she drank tea, sea lion, and again the lie, sea lion, way down yonder, sea lion, behind the log, sea lion, and the rooster crowed, sea lion, and again the lie, sea lion. Sea lion woman, sea lion, she drank coffee, sea lion, she drank tea, sea lion, and again the lie, sea lion. Sea lion woman, sea lion, she drank coffee, sea lion, she drank tea, sea lion, and again the lie, sea lion.
I love that we can listen to them talking and singing all those years on. It's Christine and Catherine Shipp and Sea Lion Woman. More from the Library of Congress field recordings later on.
Six Music.
Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and Maccone.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, will they? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and Maccone from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something that sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music.
6
Music. BBC 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Andrew Hill's been in touch. He says he wants to recommend a song called Considering a Move to Memphis by the Colourblind James Experience. He said that in the early 90s he was living in Manchester and the CJE were playing The Boardwalk. Ah, oh, lovely old gig in Manchester that was. At the same time, Melissa Etheridge was playing at the International, the Manchester International. Him and his mates decided to go and see Melissa, and while she was really good, they regret not going to see the Colourblind James Experience. Luckily, he says it doesn't keep him awake at night. Oh, well, I'm glad about that. Thanks very much for your Song for Guy recommendation, Andrew. If anybody has a Song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. This is the Colourblind James Experience, and a cracking tune. I don't think we'll get through all of it, but I'll see how we go. Called Considering a Move to Memphis.
I'm considering a move to Memphis with my hair all aglow. When I arrive in Memphis, I'm bound to meet up with someone I might know. I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering. I'll visit the Graceland Mansion and set my face in wax, then go back to my motel room to file my income tax. I'm considering a move to Memphis, and this much I know. When I arrive in Memphis, I'll have to spend my dough. I'll walk down to Beale Street to watch the jug band show. I'll shake hands with Gus Cannon, he's someone I should know. I'll get myself a motel room that's not too small to see. I'll get one with a private bath and a black and white TV. Memphis isn't all that big, at least that's how I found it. Why, it only took an hour and a half to walk completely around it. Memphis isn't all that big, it isn't all that wide. But still, it is the kind of place where a country boy can hide.
I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering. Favorite restaurant and eat there every day, and at the nearby bowling alley I'll bowl my cares away. Some days I'll order chicken, some days I'll order fish, some days I'll have pierogies, that's a Polish dish. And after bowling 20 frames I'll sit and have a beer. Perhaps I'll meet a pretty girl who is a barmaid there. I'll get a job at a steakhouse, wash dishes, mop floors. Yes, I know I won't get rich. Memphis is the kind of town that won't feel like a trap. Besides, I kind of like the way it sits there on the map. I'm considering a move to Memphis, that's Memphis, Tennessee. It worked for Elvis Presley, why can't it work for me? The people in the restaurants there will all use forks and knives. They won't take decongestants, though, for fear of getting hives. I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering. Sparrow up in his lofty perch, would you please direct me to the local Baptist church? I'll attend the Wednesday meeting and there I'll speak in tongues. I'll shout and holler, praise the Lord, until I nearly burst my lungs. Someday I'll return to Memphis in my own private jet. I'll remember my first visit there, that's if I don't forget. When I arrive in Memphis, I'll put a sign out on the door. It's okay to disturb me. That's what I came here for.
considering, I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering, I'm considering.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Jessica Lee Mayfield and I'm Not Lonely Anymore. Isn't that lovely? It's well worth getting her record. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour. The wind is whistling round my gable, if you don't mind me saying so. I'm pre-recording this show in my little house in Manchester. If you occasionally hear the wind getting up, yeah, it's exciting. Makes it cosy in here. We've had an email from Keith Annell. He says, listening to the show on catch-up, working from home. And it's your vinyls. Now, this means that Keith emailed us some time ago, and in fact, his email's dated on the 22nd of July. So that's a while ago. I get so many great recommendations, it sometimes takes me a while to get round to them, but please do keep them coming in. He says, Howard Jones, Humans Lib. Loved the album when it came out. Forgotten about the track you played. Excellent, although I'm not sure about the rest now, as you say. You've also just played White Denim at the Farm. Good track, enjoyed that one. Thank you very much, Keith. He says it takes him back to his old prog days when Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Yes topped all the Melody Maker NME polls as long solos and meaningless lyrics were the order of the day. Check out any John Anderson lyric. I still have the old vinyls of these bands and all the early Genesis. Ooh, glad to hear it, Keith. While I look back at those days and think, did I really listen to that? There is still a number of key tracks. So, my Song for Guy recommendation this week is Your Move, I've Seen All Good People from the Yes album by Yes. Still an ace track, good tune, excellent vocal harmonies. Great guitar on the I've Seen All Good People section. Steve Howe can play a bit. And I hope you can find time to play it as well as put a smile on a few over 50s listeners' faces. Bye for now, Keith. Ye old chocolate salesman from Leeds, now also selling cheese slices and coffee. Good for you, Keith. Glad to see you branching out. There is tons and tons of crap in my old record collection, and some of it is by the band, yes. But this tune falls into the just gotta play it from time to time category. This is I've Seen All Good People and Your Move. It's two tunes in one. It's from the Yes album. It's 7 minutes long, and I don't apologise.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
day so satisfied, I'm on my way. She hasn't got time to make you.
fantastic. From the Yes album, that was I've Seen All Good People and Your Move. Thanks very much for your email. If you've got any witsome criticism or just gags, pictures, whatever you like, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's the address. And Jill Massey, and let me see who else, and Nick Kelly have both been in touch saying they heard me on Radio 2 on Tracks of My Years, which is a daily thing that goes on for 5 days in a row, which Ken Bruce does on Radio 2. I was his featured guest 1 week, and I played a Joni Mitchell song. Both Jill and Nick want to know which version, where can they find the version of Case of You that I played by Joni Mitchell. You can find it on Both Sides Now, which is the Joni Mitchell album in question. It's an orchestral version of the original of A Case of You, and I chose it on Ken's show. I got to meet Ken Bruce, which was great. What a lovely man. He looked exactly as I imagined as well. He's sort of like a well-dressed, handsome old Scot, he is. I chose this song because the lyric in the song in the first place is such a nostalgic thing. It's about love lost, and it's looking back to a situation. To hear Joni sing it many, many years down the line adds even more nostalgia. So it's like nostalgia pie with nostalgia sauce. And just this orchestral version is just absolutely beautiful. So if you want to go and get it, it's on Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. But I'm going to play it here for you now. Here is A Case of You. My mate Brian absolutely adored this, so it makes me think of him these days. There you go.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness was that hand. If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. And I sketched your face on it twice. Oh, you were in my blood like holy wine. Oh, and you taste so bitter, but you taste so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. I live in a box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time that you told me you said love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. And you taste so bitter, and you taste so sweet. I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. She had a mouth like yours. She knew your life. She knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him. Stay with him if you can. Oh, but be prepared to bleed. Tastes so bitter, but you taste so sweet. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. Still I'd be on my feet.
From Both Sides Now, that's Joni Mitchell and A Case of You. Let's keep it hopelessly nostalgic, shall we? I've had a good recommendation here from Joe Davies. He says, my song for Guy recommendation is Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Nina Simone. You recently played Nina Simone on your show, and I was wondering if you've heard her version of this Sandy Denny composition. It's beautiful and subtle and moving and elegant and persuasive. Her voice is so full of longing and manages to inhabit the mood of the lyric and melody perfectly. Very well put there, Glenn. Sorry, it's Glenn Joe Davies. This live version is gorgeous. Peter found it. It's Nina Simone and Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Across the morning sky, all the birds are leaving. How can they know that it's time to go? Before the winter fire will still be dreaming. I do not count the time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes? How many things it is that I know?
sad deserted shore. Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know. And then it's time for them to go. But I will still be here. I have no thought of leaving. For I do not count the time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time
great, isn't it? It sort of tails off into some craziness there, so let's fade it out. Nina Simone and Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Thanks very much to Keith Annell for that Song for Guy recommendation.
BBC Six Music.
Sean W. Evening.
Harry Potter learned to be a hero at Hogwarts. Now experts say all children should have magic lessons at school. Imagine a school filled with kids, all with the ability to perform Derren Brown-style mind tricks.
Pearson, you've not done your homework again. This means another detention.
I have done it. Look into the eyes, look into the eyes. Don't look around the eyes, look into the eyes. I have done my homework and you now think you're a stripper.
It could cause chaos, but it would be funny.
Sean Keaveney, back Monday morning from 7.
On BBC Six Music.
Mantraluna, Mantraluna.
So, Stong, lead singer of The Police, is responsible for this next tune. It's called The Bed's Too Big Without You. It's from Regatta de Blanc. And my very treasured memory of this song is my first love had a Renault 5 that we used to hang out in quite a lot. And when we were driving around, there was only two cassettes that would work in the stereo there. One of them was a copy of Regatta de Blanc, and although it would play it, it would only play it slow. So I'm actually used to a much dubbier version of this next tune. Here is Stong with The Police and The Bed's Too Big Without You.
We'll be right back.
The Police from Regatta de Blanc and The Bed's Too Big Without You. I love that tune. So the whole reason I'm playing a lot of his work this week is because Mark Riley has a problem with Sting, or Stong as I now call him, after my friend Tony's spoonerism. I agree with Tony that Stong's written some good sings, and it's a little known fact that he wrote this next one. Here's Johnny Cash from the American recordings. This is I Hung My Head. Hats off to Stong.
Early one morning, with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. A shot rang out across the land. The horse he kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. I set off running to wake from the dream. My brother's rifle went into the sheen. I kept on running into the Southlands. That's where they found me, my head in my hands. The sheriff, he asked me, why had I run? And then it came to me, just what I had done. And all for no reason, just one piece of lead. I hung my head, I hung my head. Here in the courthouse, the whole town was there. I see the judge high up in his chair. Explain to the courtroom what went through your mind. And we'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I felt the power of death over life. I orphaned his children, I widowed his wife. I beg their forgiveness, I wish I was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head. Early one morning, with time to kill, I see the gallows up on the hill. And out in the distance, a trick of the brain. I see a lone rider crossing the plain. And he come to fetch me to see what they done. And we'll ride together till kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, cause soon I'll be dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head.
Written by Stong, that was Johnny Cash, and I Hung My Head. Ofra Del Graham is a name that may have left history altogether if it weren't for the Library of Congress field recordings. This is a great collection. It's called A Treasury of Field Recordings. They were made between 1934 and 1947, and this is obviously a skipping song, or as we would call it these days, or rather the Americans would call it, a jump rope song. It's called Pulling the Skiff. And there's usually a cheeky bit that you shouldn't be doing in most children's songs. And you can hear the guy that made a lot of these recordings sort of inquiring about the bit that makes all the kids laugh. Let me just get his name up again, I've forgotten it. His name is John A. Lomax, and he dedicated his life to educating himself and then getting himself in a position where he could, for a living and with his son, Alan Lomax, travel around the deep South of America recording old folk music, children's songs and this kind of thing. Thank goodness he did, because we can listen to it now. So here is Offredell Graham and Pulling the Skiff.
I went downtown to get my grip. I come back home just a pulling the skiff, just a pulling the skiff. I went upstairs to make my bed. I made a mistake and I bumped my head, just a pulling the skiff, just a pulling the skiff. I went downstairs to milk my cow. I made a mistake and I milked that sow, just a pulling the skiff, just a pulling the skiff. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow's in the bone. And
And where did you learn that?
I just learned it by different ones saying.
Where? Right here in Drew?
Yeah.
And say that last one over again. At Oh, now please don't laugh. Please. Say that.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow's in the bone. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow never come.
Lovely. James Greenwood, we had a look at his daughter early on, a beautiful picture of her, and you'll be able to see her up on my Six Music webpage for the coming week, because she's such a pretty little girl. He said that he heard a guy called Eric Matthews years ago on Mark and Lard, as they were then, on Radcliffe and Riley's radio programme. This is a song by Eric Matthews for James and family. It's called Fried Out Broken Girl, and I love it.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Love that. Thanks for your email.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Let's have another snippet from the BBC archive. Most of the Desert Island Disc episodes that exist in full in the archive, you can go and listen to them online. They're archived for you to listen to whenever you want. Some of them have been edited down and aren't available in their full format. So more often than not these days, when I do a Desert Island Disc snippet, it's from episodes that unfortunately don't exist in full. So I'm trying to piece together bits from what we have left in the archive. This is John Huston, famous screen writer and director, and father or grandfather of Angelica Huston, I can never remember which, talking about why he loves St. Louis Blues by Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong.
I was born in the Middle West in Missouri, a tiny little town called Nevada, and then I went to St. Louis, and my family was a wandering family. I went to Texas and St. Louis and Indianapolis and Cincinnati and St. Louis again. And I can't tell you when it was the first time I heard the St. Louis Blues, but it left an indelible impression on me.
Thank you.
Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong in the St. Louis Blues, as chosen on his episode of Desert Island Discs by the great John Houston. Nina Nastasia. I've not played this for ages. It's just a beautiful, perfect Sunday night song. It's called You Can Take Your Time. I hope you enjoy it.
Look around, you got a good thing. You don't ever have to make the main. You got a little room to spread out and a table for some company. You can take.
Take your time.
Nina Anastasia and You Can Take Your Time. I love it. We have another snippet from the Library of Congress field recording collection called A Treasury of Field Recordings. We owe John A. Lomax for the ones that we've heard on this week's show. I think they're great. And I came across them because of this next one. I can't remember which amazing American drama it was on the end of. It was either Sopranos or it was Deadwood. It was one of them. But this haunting, beautiful little piece of music now belongs to that Library of Congress Treasury of Field Recordings made by John A. Lomax in the 30s and 40s. The person singing here is only credited as being Margaret, and it's called Creek Lullaby. I don't know what language it's in. If you have any more light to shed on this for me, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I could research it myself on the Wonder Web, but what's the fun in that? Get in touch. Here is Margaret, immortally captured for us to listen to, and this is Creek Lullaby.
Baby, nota, 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 let a hobogan, a young sea, boxing, no, la la guys, market, oh, a young sea. Baby, nota, 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 lota hobogan, a young sea, boxing, no, la la guys, market, oh, a young sea, baby, nota.
Perfect as we approach midnight and the end of the week. That was Margaret, recorded in 1930-something, and that was Creek Lullaby. The Library of Congress, A Treasury of Field Recordings, is the collection. That's the last plug it gets on this programme for a little while. But do go and get it. It's fascinating and beautiful. Let's have one from the Walkman. The noble trumpets on this, it's just knockout. I do love a pairing of trumpets. It's called Red Moon. It's from the album You and Me, and The Walkman is one of my favourite bands of the last few years. So here we go.
Pounding away, I held up Darkness is wrapped all around me tonight.
That's all we have time for another week. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, playing you this music. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Boz and everybody who helps me put the show together here in BBC Manchester. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week.
Still.